This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. A great two-hour broadcast lined up for you tonight. We start in our first hour, as usual, with news and commentary. And in hour number two tonight, my guest is Dr. Michael Lake, and he has a fantastic book called The Sheareth Imperative. And it's all about Bible prophecy. We did Bible prophecy last week. We'll be doing that again tonight in hour number two. Fantastic book here, The Sheareth, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, Imperative. And we'll get the pronunciation from Dr. Michael Lake in hour number two. Subtitle, Empowering the Remnant to Overcome the Gates of Hell, from the Tom Horn Publishing Group. Super excited to have him with us tonight. Yes, and next week, one of our favorite guests that we have on usually once or twice a year are the folks from the International Cruise Victims Association as we talk about murders and rapes on cruise ships. That'll be next week in hour number two. And in 2 weeks, we have with us really a guy I've never interviewed, but I love to listen to him, David Horowitz. And he has a good, really exciting new book out about Donald Trump and the Trump agenda. And David Horowitz will be with us in 2 weeks. What a weird week we've had. We had the death of Alan Colmes, talk show host, TV host, Alan Colmes. Then today we hear of the death of actor Bill Paxton, who died at just the age of 61, apparently was having a heart procedure, and things did not go as planned. And Bill Paxton dies today at the age of 61. And then someone I kind of forgot about, but apparently lived to be almost 100 years old. I don't know if you remember this name. The name is Joseph Wapner. Well, who in the world is Joseph Wapner? Do you remember Judge Wapner from the People's Court? Judge Wapner passed away at the age of 97 years old today. Judge Wapner. And I was looking at this. He was actually a real judge in California who was the first one to get involved with these television type court shows. And of course, we have Judge Judy. There have been many other shows that were sort of based on this. And I wanted to read this because this just blew my mind when I realized how long this show ran. It says Wapner presided over the People's Court from 1981 to 1993, producing a total of 2,340 half-hour segments. Wow. And that I remember growing up watching that show. Of course, when this show started in 1981, I would have been a sophomore in high school when that show started. But the judge, Judge Wapner from the People's Court, passes away today at the age of 97. So we lose Alan Colmes, Bill Paxton, and then Judge Wapner. You just have, and then of course last week we talked about just all of the deaths that are happening. We had a whole string of celebrity deaths that happened at the end of 2016, and we go right into 2017. And some of these people were pretty young. Alan Colmes, only age 66, and Bill Paxton, only age 61, which starts making me think about my mortality. I'm 52, and I'm thinking, well, I've still got a few years left, but you never know. I mean, life is not promised to any of us, and just interesting to see these three stories coming in today. The Daytona 500, Kurt Busch wins the Daytona 500. And I have to tell you, I'm kind of in an awkward position because I live just 30 minutes from the Daytona International Speedway. In fact, really like my major city that I would go to if I want to go to the mall or go to a big box store like Best Buy or something like that. My major city is Daytona Beach, and I'm about 30 minutes north of Daytona Beach. But I'll tell you this, since people shake their head, they wonder what's wrong with me. I have zero interest in NASCAR and the whole racing thing. Just never got the bug. And I remember one time when my son was really young, we went to the Rolex race, which is a 24-hour race. And we went, and, you know, he's a little boy, and so I thought it'd be kind of fun for him. And it was so loud, we both had to wear the ear protection. We rented that from the track, the ear protection. And we stayed for about an hour, and it was kind of interesting, but you know, after about an hour of watching the cars go around this in circles, I kind of lost interest. I don't know. It just never resonated with me. But it's funny because people from all around the world today watched the Daytona 500 on television. And, you know, tens of thousands of people have come into the area. It's just crazy how busy it is. And I'm just 30 minutes from there and just kind of, you know, just have no interest. Kind of a weird thing. I guess, you know, maybe if I was somebody that lived somewhere else and visited here, I might be interested in it. But I'm not. I don't know why. All right. Another thing I'm not interested in, the Oscars. I could care less, really. And they've already kind of told us that it's going to be a super political night, a lot of anti-Trump speeches and so forth and so on. I really could care less. Now, there was a time when the Academy Awards was a star-studded night that everybody watched it. You know, back in the day when we had just the three networks and we didn't have cable TV and all these other watching options that we have today, it was a really big deal. It really was. But not anymore. I predict there's going to be some news stories tomorrow about super low historical ratings for the Academy Awards. And what these people don't understand, and they just don't get this. If you are an actor and you're working in entertainment and your business is not news, politics, opinion, if you're not in that business and you get up there and start going after conservatives, going after Trump, going after Tea Partiers, etc., you're just going to lose half your potential market, right? I mean, who does that? It's just not smart. It's not good business. Now, in my case, I make my living from having a strong opinion as a conservative. But if you're someone that's, you know, an actor, you've got a role in a TV show or different movies that you're in, you know, God bless you, and you're making a lot of money. But why in the world would you want to go out and brand yourself as a conservative or a liberal, one extreme or the other? And why in the world would you want to take an occasion of getting an award for acting in a show, in a movie? Why would you want to take that occasion and politicize that? I don't understand it. I guess these people think they're doing something smart, something good for the world. But the truth is, most of them were not very smart, really. I mean, unless the words are all written out for them to memorize, don't ask them to say too much. These are not articulate, smart people generally. And I don't mean to overly generalize, but if you've ever heard some of these interviews, some of them are not very smart. And probably the worst of them are those that have a double standard, one for them. You know, that is people like Rosie O'Donnell. They get their armed guards to go around with them, but then they tell the rest of us, the great unwashed, the middle class, the average guy, You can't have a gun. Only I can have armed guards, though, because I'm important and you're not. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Frexit. Is French leaving the EU?
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I have to tell you, this story, I just didn't see this coming. I knew there was rumblings about France possibly following the UK and leaving the EU. I had heard about this, but just didn't really hear anything significant or read anything significant about this. And then I saw this story today, and apparently there is some chance based on this upcoming election that France could be the next country to leave the EU. And this apparently would be a blow that the EU is likely not to be able to recover from. So there's already the talk of with the UK having voted to leave, so-called Brexit, leaving the EU, that the EU would go on simply without the UK, without Britain. That's not what's being talked about now when it comes to France. If France leaves the EU, this is being called Frexit, F-R-E-X-I-T. If the French leave the EU, most analysts are expecting the EU to actually disband, and that would be the end of the EU, which is creating all kinds of questions. You know, what do we go back to then? Just each of these countries kind of has their own currency, and they just go back to the way things were before. And then what about the countries that are having all the financial trouble, like Greece and Spain? What happens to them? But I bring all this up with the background of Bitcoin, because we've been talking on this show about the value of Bitcoin, and I bought more Bitcoin this week. I'm just really excited about what's going to happen here. As we went to air tonight, the price of Bitcoin is right at $1,200, which is approaching an all-time high. And I've already owned some Bitcoin from the past, but one single Bitcoin now worth right at $1,200. I was doing a lot of reading today about Bitcoin, and one of the things that I found interesting is that as much as we've been talking about this upcoming Bitcoin ETF, that is where Bitcoin will actually be able to be traded on the stock market, and you'll be able to buy it through your stockbroker, and that should be coming up here soon. They're saying that within the next week or 10 days that issue will be cleared up one way or the other. Either the Winklevoss brothers are going to get an approval for their Bitcoin ETF or they're not. But it appears that there are other forces behind the rise of Bitcoin that are bringing the prices to the level that they're presently at. And it's not just the Bitcoin ETF. But apparently what's happening in Europe right now, and the whole idea of the French leaving the EU, is all part of this. And I saw an interesting article today where some of the government officials, I forget what country it was, but they were calling for Bitcoin to become, oh, here we go. It's the Maltese prime minister is calling for Europe to embrace Bitcoin. And they're actually talking about the idea that it says here, can Europe become the Bitcoin continent? And they're talking about the idea of Europe sort of going all in for Bitcoin. And I don't know how this would all come together. I mean, does Bitcoin maybe replace the euro? I don't think so. But a lot of interesting things are in flux right now in Europe. And there's also a lot of things happening over in Asia with China and their currency. There's all kinds of different factors that seem to all be coming together, pushing the price of Bitcoin higher and higher. And as much as so many people have dismissed Bitcoin and kind of written it off, because the price is really, it's been crazy, right? So we've seen it, you know, drop down to below $200 not too long ago. And now it's again, you know, hitting $1,200. So it's super volatile. But maybe we're about to get to new levels with Bitcoin that we've never seen before. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't completely understand it. I don't completely understand where the value is created in Bitcoin, but it's something that's incredibly unique. It seems to now have passed all the regulatory hurdles in terms of the IRS has a tax policy for it. There's so many places now that you can spend Bitcoin, so many legitimate ways of buying and selling Bitcoin, debit cards that are linked to Bitcoin accounts, and on and on. It has definitely crossed over from the dark shadows into the mainstream. And it's just going to be interesting to see what happens with Bitcoin. And again, the next thing to watch here is this so-called Frexit. Will the French leave the European Union? And then what happens? Then it becomes kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. I guess that would be the right way to describe it, because it appears that most analysts agree that the French leaving would be the end of the EU. A terrible experiment that just was never meant to be, I guess. All right. I saw a news story this week that I can't shake. And I just can't shake this news story. And I posted it up on my Facebook page. And it's already had, I think, something like 55 shares, which means that I don't know how many thousands of people have seen the story, but at least 55 people on my page alone have decided that they're going to take this story and share it. That's on just my personal page. I haven't even looked on my other pages or Twitter or anywhere else. But here's the headline: How Jesse Jackson Jr. collects $138,400 a year from the federal government. Now, I want to give you the background here. We're going to read a little bit of this story to you. But when you understand what's going on here, you're going to jump out of your skin just like I did. And I still can't wrap my brain around this. I still can't process this. This is an ongoing story in the Chicago Tribune newspaper. And it's just, I can't shake this story. This came out 3 days ago in the Chicago Tribune. I read the story. I've talked to so many people and mentioned this to them. And everybody shakes their head. They can't believe it. They're outraged. They're appalled. They're shocked. The story is beyond belief. But here it is. Records from former U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr.'s divorce case shows how he has been able to collect hefty benefit checks from the federal government after serving time in prison for looting hundreds of thousands of dollars from his campaign fund. So this is a congressman from Illinois. Yes, the son of Jesse Jackson Jr. If you remember the case some years ago, he was found to have been looting his own campaign funds for personal use, all kinds of wild and lavish expenditures, sports memorabilia, trips that he took, just off the charts. So he was convicted and went to prison, lost his seat in Congress. And here we go. And we're going to get into this more after the break. Jesse Jackson Jr., age 51, now gets $138,400 a year from the government after coming out of prison. And I'm going to tell you how he's getting this money. You're going to be shocked right after the break. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so this story, it's just like I can't get it out of my head. I can't get rid of the story. I posted this on my Facebook and I said, think about this story the next time you drag yourself out of bed in the morning to go to work. And we've all been there, right? Where you get up and it's still dark outside and you're thinking, man, I would love to sleep for another hour, but I got to go to work. I got to do my job. I got to. And so many of you that listen to this show, you know, you're putting in your 30 years, 40 years, and then you see a story like this and you think, man, you know, where did I go wrong? You know, where did I turn left when I needed to turn right? How do I not have a deal like this? So we're talking about Jesse Jackson Jr., who is the son of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's a Chicago Democrat. He spent 17 years in Congress before resigning while under FBI investigation. He ultimately pled guilty in 2013 to using $750,000 in campaign cash over several years for vacations, luxury goods, celebrity memorabilia, and other items. At the time he resigned in November of 2012, he was being paid $174,000 a year as a member of Congress. Now, this is in the Chicago Tribune, and they've got the continuing coverage of this story. This is not going away. Before quitting, it says, Jackson had taken a leave for treatment for bipolar disorder and depression. Yeah, I guess it can be kind of depressing when the FBI catches you. taking $750,000 of campaign money and using it for vacations and sports memorabilia and so forth. Oh, that can be depressing, right? So Jackson's workers' compensation benefit statement says that his date of injury, quote unquote, was June 1st, 2012. It says here, yet he cast 72 separate roll call votes in the House of Representatives from June 1st to June 8th, 2012, not missing a single vote. House records show. To make a long story short, he ends up going to prison. But after prison, all these years later, he gets compensation of $138,400 a year for not working. That's almost $140,000 a year for not working. And the way that this breaks down, it says the government is paying for his health insurance. They break the whole thing down here. He gets Social Security disability. He gets workers' compensation benefits for an on-the-job injury, which was depression. I thought it was the constituents of Congress that were suffering from depression, not the actual representatives in Congress, but just the idea that you can use depression as a congressman to be able to go on disability and consider that an on-the-job ailment. So you're a congressman and you become depressed on the job, and now you have an on-the-job workman's comp. That's what it is. Workers' comp is on the job. So you now sustain what is considered an on-the-job injury, just like if you fell down the stairs at your place of employment, whatever. And you know, I guess I could get this. Let's say that you were a fireman and you had to go into a house to rescue a child, and it was a traumatic experience, and the child died. Or maybe, you know, you were just traumatized by going through some terrible traumatic event in your job that, you know, an emergency responder. I get that. But the idea that you're a congressman, you wear a suit and tie, and you have people driving you around, and you just go to Capitol Hill as your job each day, and then just as you're being investigated by the FBI for taking $750,000 of campaign money, using it for personal expenses, just as that's all going down, you become depressed, quote unquote. You then claim an on-the-job injury, quote unquote. And you go on workers' compensation and Social Security disability, taking down almost $140,000 a year. And this has been going on for years, apparently, that he's been getting this money. I don't know. I'm really almost without words. I don't know how this can happen. And this is all money coming from the government. It says that what he receives now, $138,400 a year, Jesse Jackson Jr., age 51, it says that of that, $100,000 of that is workers' compensation payments and is tax-free on top of all of this. It says that his current income of $138,400 is more than he made as a freshman congressman in 1995. And there's a comment here, I think, from his attorney, basically saying in a nutshell that he's entitled to this money, that he's given an annual medical review to determine, you know, his status. But, you know, it's not just Jesse Jackson Jr. I have been saying for years now that this whole Social Security disability area is fraught with fraud. I'm not saying everybody that gets it is fraudulent. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that take a look at this case, Exhibit A. You can just say you're depressed. How many people today are depressed on the job or are depressed with their job? And now this is a disability where you can claim workers' compensation from this. I don't know. I'm looking at this story here. I'm trying to see if it says how long he's been getting this money in this story. Let's see here. if it tells us how many years he's been getting this, because I look at workers' compensation should be something, you know, on a short-term basis. I don't doubt, maybe he does have bipolar disorder. Maybe he does struggle with depression. But how you can claim that as an on-the-job injury, I just don't get it. I do not understand this. And this is in the Chicago Tribune. The Chicago Tribune, and they have continuing coverage of this. And go to chicagotribune.com and just type in Jesse Jackson Jr., and you'll see the story here. So I guess this is where you end up when you are convicted. You go to prison for stealing campaign money. You lose your position in Congress. I believe he was a lawyer. I believe that he was disbarred as a lawyer. He should have been, hopefully. So, you know, you wonder, well, what happens to people like this? I mean, how do they make a living after they do something like this? He's still a young guy, right? He's age 51. So you would think, okay, being young, you know, what's he going to do? Maybe go work on a car lot or go work as a clerk somewhere. No. He's got a deal here. He's got a deal. $140,000 a year, $138,400 to be exact. And, his wife also went to prison. His wife, by the name of Sandy, she also went to prison, but now I guess they're getting divorced. Who knows? Maybe she's got that kind of a deal too. It really makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. This is one of the reasons why, honestly, I thought, as much as Trump wasn't my first choice for president, I thought, you know what? We need a businessman in the presidency. Somebody's got to stop this craziness. Somebody's got to stop this. I mean, how do you end up going to prison for stealing what is $750,000 from campaign money? You leave Congress, you go to prison, and you come out, and you're getting $138,000. $100,000 of that is tax-free because he claims he suffers from depression and bipolar disorder, which was on the job and on the job injury. I'm speechless. How many of you listening get $138,000, $100,000 of it tax free to sit home on your butt? I sure don't. I don't know. I guess I'm not living right. All right. The death of the mall continues. Another big chain closing stores. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, this Jesse Jackson Jr. story is everywhere. It is all over the internet. And one thing to correct from my comments before the break, he did finish law school, but never sat for the bar exam. So he was never actually a member of the bar, so could not have been disbarred. So I correct myself on my speculation that he might have been disbarred. But one of the interesting points made in the coverage at the Chicago Tribune is that in order to be able to collect the workman's compensation money, he would have to prove that his injury, which is depression and bipolar, was sustained while he was on the job, which is the same as, you know, anybody who has an on-the-job injury. You know how this works. I mean, you can't, like, go racing motorcycles on the weekend and then get a back injury racing motorcycles and then come in and claim that that's an on-the-job injury when you report to your job on Monday morning as a plumber or whatever. You know how this works. It's got to be an on-the-job injury. So in order for this claim to have been approved, he would have had to establish and prove that his bipolar disorder and depression were actually created, were on the job. So like he is claiming an injury of depression from being in Congress. I don't know. I keep thinking, you know, with this, and then I saw this Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever the name is now, on CNN this week, calling out Donald Trump for repealing the federal mandate on the transgender bathrooms. And I keep thinking to myself, at some point, somebody's going to shake me and I'm going to wake up and they're going to say, we heard you screaming in your sleep. You were having this horrible dream. I keep thinking, you know, every day when I look at the news, I mean, Bruce Jenner, I mean, that guy was my hero. I mean, he was on the Wheaties box. I remember the Olympics, and now he's Caitlyn Jenner. And now you can become depressed as a congressman and get $138,000 a year from the government for just doing nothing, for just staying home. I don't know. I'm really, really without words on this story. Okay, so the death of the mall continues. Something I sort of we picked up on this a few months ago, and now we're maybe we should just have a regular segment with a voiceover, a guy that comes on and says, "Death of the Mall update." Well, here we go. H.H. Gregg, which you won't find usually in a mall, but just as a standalone box store. H.H. Gregg preparing for bankruptcy. We talked also last week about Gander Mountain's bankruptcy. Also, 11 major chains that are on the precipice of bankruptcy that are mall type stores. And then you have this story came out this week. The story's been updated a couple of times. So here we go. JCPenney's, which has had, JCPenney's has had its problems over all these years trying to figure out, who they are. They've gone through this cycle of being a department store and then trying to be like a Kmart, like a discount type place. Well, this is the headline here from USA Today. JCPenney to close up to 140 stores. And that comes out to be about 14% of its locations, all of which are in malls, right? And this is, after we heard about Sears closing 150 stores, Kmart closing 108 locations, and on and on and on. Man, there's going to be some cheap retail space out there for you. If you're somebody that's ever dreamed of having your own retail store, they may be giving away the space. But who would have thought? JCPenney, the thing that always intrigued me about JCPenney, and my wife on occasion, maybe a couple of times a year, will still take my daughters and they will go and descend on JCPenney for one of their deal days. And I don't even understand how all of it works, but if you get in at a certain time and you buy so much stuff, you get a credit to buy even more stuff, which then gives you a discount to buy even more stuff. I don't know what they do, but they'll go there and spend like $500 and come home with like the entire car is so full that the tires have to be reinflated. So I don't know how JCPenney makes money. I don't think they're making money off of my wife because she hits them on these super sale days and they take down the whole store buying stuff. But I don't know. I've never been one to really even care to go in JCPenney. I'm not really a mall person, honestly. I am like your traditional male shopper. To me, shopping is like hunting. And if you know what you want, you go get it and then you leave. That's shopping to me. I'm not a browser. The only thing I do like is I will walk around and browse at a flea market just because it's just so interesting to watch the people and to look at all the interesting things people are selling. So I'll browse a flea market. I'll also browse a Goodwill store or a used bookstore or a new bookstore. But I'm just not one to go to the mall. But wow, are malls going to even be around? It's just amazing to watch what is happening in that sector. And then we go to this story. Speaking of my wife, she watches some of these reality shows. And over the years, one of the shows that probably the most obnoxious show that she has on, that when I walk into our living room and she has the show on, it's this Dance Moms show. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a dance school. I think it's somewhere in Pennsylvania area, Philadelphia, I think. And the lady that's behind this dance school, her name is Abby Lee Miller. And so it's a show about these kids. They go to the dance school. They're learning dance. And then there are all these fights behind the scenes about who gets what part and who gets the solo and why they didn't win at the competition, and the moms fight with each other, the moms fight with Abby, the lady behind this. So she's basically, ingenious. She's turned what would be a dance studio, a business. She's turned her dance studio into a reality show. How inventive. Well, it turns out that money, that the handling of money and all of that hasn't been her forte, because she ended up in bankruptcy and was charged with attempting to hide $775,000 of income from her Lifetime television series and its spinoff called Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition and other projects during her Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding. And it says the reality star was, and this is from People.com, the reality star was also accused of divvying $120,000 in cash into separate plastic bags and having friends carry them in their luggage in August of 2014. So she violated a bunch of laws doing that as well. I've seen this story over and over and over again, this idea of going bankrupt. You go bankrupt to get out of your debts, and then you try to hide money. I understand it. I understand what people are trying to do, but you know what? It's not worth it. You know, here's the deal. Go bankrupt, put all your chips on the table, and start over again. I had to do that. I did that. My bankruptcy was finalized in 2005. I was a victim of an embezzlement scheme by my own brother, who was my accountant. And I put all my money out there. I mean, everything. I mean, they come to your house and they go through your underwear drawer and your closet and they value like your individual clothing items. And I mean, it's a very humiliating experience, but I gave them everything. I was left with, I think, $1,500. Now, my wife didn't go bankrupt, so she was able to keep, you know, legitimately half of our marital assets, but I went bankrupt, you know, lost everything because of that embezzlement scheme. And I never for one second thought about trying to hide money from anybody. But this is a very common thing that you see happen, especially with celebrities. And looks like she's going to prison here. I don't know if this is one of those sort of minimum security prisons you go to for a year, kind of like the Martha Stewart insider trading. This is definitely a white-collar crime type of a sentence that you would expect to see something like this. But then with someone who's famous that hides money in a bankruptcy, they kind of want to make an example out of you, similar to what happens to a famous person who hides money, you know, from the IRS and that sort of thing. They want to, you know, Wesley Snipes being Exhibit A, they want to make an example out of you to sort of deter other people from doing that. But Abby Lee Miller, the quote-unquote dance mom creator, her sentencing is postponed here, and she's been given permission to go to Mexico for, I guess, 4 or 5 days for a business trip. So I hope she has a nice time over there. It looks like she's going to Cancun, Mexico. Well, I guess she's not doing as well as Jesse Jackson Jr. All right, folks, a break for news and announcements. We'll be back with our special guest. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.